This is The Immigrant View, a podcast for immigrants by immigrants. Welcome to the show. The Immigrant View is brought to you by immigrantnetworks.com.
Hello, everyone. It's a great day to be alive, to be well, and welcome to another wonderful edition of The Immigrant View. You know, we never appreciate health until we're sick. And for 2 days, I was sick, and Lord have mercy. Man, it was tough, but it's good to be back and healthy again. Welcome to today's podcast. Really excited about our conversation today. I don't even remember how I met this our next guest. I'm sure she remembers. I don't remember where. I believe it was from Immigrant Networks. Am I correct on that?
Immigrant Networks? Right. We were there.
Okay. All right. So we connected via Immigrant Networks. She's a chartered accountant by profession and who is now also a career coach to newcomers who are coming to Canada. She works with immigrants who are coming to Canada, who are also in Canada, to help them ease their transition journey. What I love is what she has here. It says, I am my own case study where I had no help in hand, no connections, an unknown future, and now successfully settling here in Canada after doing months and months of research and learning everything the hard way. Hey, here's the good part. The reason you listen to this podcast is you don't have to do it the hard way. You don't have to do all the months of research. She's already done it for you. All right. So this is a place for you to learn all those things. Please join me to welcome Priyanka Dal. Did I say that properly?
Right. Thank you so much for the introduction, Ayo.
Thank you. You
have done a bit of research on me, right?
You know, I forgot what it was, but I was listening to, there was a video you posted on LinkedIn sometime back. And it was actually after that video, I didn't know you prior to that video. We somehow connected on LinkedIn, I guess, through Immigrant Networks. But when I saw the video and I played it, I really loved your story and what you shared. And I just felt people needed to hear this story. So thanks for being open to being here and being a part of the conversation.
Yeah, I'm open to share my story as well so that immigrants, they can get inspired from my story. And it will boost your confidence that even if you don't have any connections in Canada, you can still succeed here, right?
That's fantastic. Okay, so tell us your story. From the video, I do recall you were doing months of research. And I believe it was within months you were able to get a job from landing.
In less than 30 days.
In less than 30 days, which is just phenomenal, right? Which is phenomenal. I was quite lucky enough as well. I think when I first arrived, within 2 months or so, I was able to get a job by talking directly to an owner of a company. But not many people get those opportunities. So talk us through your story. We would love to hear about it.
Sure. I'll take you back in 2019 right now. So it was back in 2019, January. I was sitting in my office and I heard an email notification in my laptop and I straight away jumped to it. Why? Because actually at that time I was waiting for the golden email, what we call COPR. So that was the confirmation of permanent residency. And I was literally checking each and every email at that time. And that was the point I got that email. I was sitting in my office in front of my clients. And when I read that email, I was jumping like crazy. And then I had to disclose to them, okay, now I'm moving to Canada. And okay, they were on one side, they were sad, but then on the other side, they were also happy. Okay, I'm expanding in my career. So that was the moment. And after that moment, since I told you, I don't have any connections in Canada. I didn't have any family member, no close friends. So what happened is I started reaching out to people to connect me with their connections so that I can get some guidance, like for the initial days of settlement, right? Everyone knows that we actually need that guidance whenever we are moving to a new country. Right. And at that point, when I started talking to people, I actually realized, and I got scared of making this move. I literally got shocked at that time. Why? Because everyone started saying, once you come here in Canada, you will have to start from scratch. You will not get a job in your own profession. Employers in Canada, they will not recognize your foreign experience. And without Canadian experience, you will actually not get a job. And when I started hearing such kind of conversation with them, I really got scared. And that was the point when I shared everything with my husband. And he just said this line to me, which actually shifted my mindset. He's my biggest motivator in my life. I don't need any motivational speakers. He's my biggest motivator.
Oh, that's nice.
So he said, Priyanka, believe in yourself and make your own way. And I now follow this line as a mantra. And I have even put a tagline of my name in front of it. I stealed it from him. So that shifted my mindset. And I actually started at that time doing the heck of the research. I've spent thousands of hours online. I read every blog post. I like literally did everything that I could do. And I even got some mentors to teach me how to create the resume in the Canadian style and all those stuff. So I self-educated myself and prepared a job search strategy that I personally implemented, which actually got me the results, which is why as soon as I landed here and started applying for jobs, I got 5 job offers in less than 30 days, and they were all in my own profession.
That is fantastic. Yeah. Now, is this something that people can also replicate, or was this only specifically because you were a chartered accountant?
Actually, since then moving here, like as I have been a career coach, this strategy works for all professions, not just for accountants. This actually works for all professions, because the mistakes I figured out was, number one, the people they are either landing at the wrong place because they don't do enough research of their profession at the place where they are landing into.
Tell me more about that, please.
For example, if you are in the oil and mining industry, the better place is Alberta instead of Nova Scotia, I would say, right? For software developers, the better place is Toronto or Vancouver instead of any small city or in any small province, because there are not many software companies. That is the very first point, and that is the very first mistake that newcomers make. They land at the wrong place. I had one of the newcomer, his name was, I believe, Rohan. So he had similar kind of thing. He landed in Winnipeg, because his cousin lived there and he wanted that initial support in the initial days. And after even like 4 months, he was struggling to get a job. He didn't got a job as a software developer. And then he's decided to move to Toronto, I believe. And then within weeks, he got his first job. So it all depends on like where the very first thing is, like where you are landing, and whether your profession is in demand at that place.
Yeah, that is very, very powerful. What would you say were some other things that you did? I know, by the way, for our listeners, Priyanka has an amazing training program that she has set up for those that are interested in learning more about this. You know what? Can you tell us a bit more about the training program first? And then what can you share with us here, you know, that can pull people into the program, those that are interested in learning more?
Sure. So the very first program that I developed is some motivation for pre-arrival immigrants.
Okay.
There's a separate course that's kind of a free course where I share with them the strategies and how they can prepare for coming here in Canada, where I also share the motivation on how even you can get a job in your own profession. So if I talk about specifically accountants, let's say, example, I came to know about this after I moved here in Canada, that all the regulated professions, you might be aware of that there are regulated and unregulated professions in Canada. So the ones that are regulated, they need to get certification and licensing here once they move here, right? So I actually came to know that companies here, they hire people for internship and articleship roles in Canada, Like if I am desiring to do CPA here, I'm a CA from India, and I am desiring to do CPA here. And if I show that interest in my resume itself, and if I show that interest in my interview calls, you actually get hired. Because companies, they actually hire these people for articleship roles. And then you also get the CPA like support, guidance, mentorship within the firms itself.
Interesting.
Yeah. And that is what I share with people, that if you are into a regulated profession, don't think that you will not get a job here. You will actually get a job, even like if you go for these internship or articleship roles, that's a really great chance for you to begin your career here, because that will also give you the required training, and also it will pay for your cost of living. Mm. And then you, as soon as you get your licensing, you can upgrade in your career. So that's the one thing, that is the one program. And the other thing was, like, I was getting a lot of questions from people that I'm applying for jobs. I have applied for like hundreds of jobs, but I'm not getting interview calls. And then I decided to build my course where I teach how to create a Canadian style resume so that it can win you interviews. So only your resume's job is only to get you an interview. Then you have to make your mark in the interview to get the job offer. So if you are not getting the interviews, you are struggling to get the interviews, then you need to fix your resume. You need to create in the Canadian style so that it can present your value, your foreign skills in a way that can benefit, that can show your skills to the employers, that you have actually done the work and you are actually willing to do the work now.
Mm. That's beautiful. So from some of the clients and people that you've had a chance to work with, what would you say were like common mistakes you've noticed that you think people listening can just start working on those immediately?
Yeah, definitely. The first common mistake I told you, it was landing at the wrong place, right?
Right.
So yeah. Do your enough research to get that right. The second mistake that I notice is people, they don't have LinkedIn presence, especially people who are coming from India or Pakistan. They don't have LinkedIn presence because we don't use LinkedIn over there that much. So there's no, either no presence or inactive presence. Even if you have a LinkedIn profile and you are not actively engaging on LinkedIn, either like building that network or starting to build some posts and all those stuff. So you are not actually getting recognized. Mm-hmm. And even if you don't have the keywords in your LinkedIn profile, then your LinkedIn profile doesn't come up in the search results for recruiters. Because in Canada, 80% of recruiters, they vet the candidates on LinkedIn. They come through and they search for candidates. They do cold calling to the candidates. I even till date today get job offers directly in my inbox through LinkedIn. So if you want to get the job offers directly in your inbox, then make sure that you have a strong LinkedIn profile. Then you don't have to go out anywhere. You don't have to reach out anywhere. If your LinkedIn profile is so impressive, you will actually be reached out by the recruiters by themselves.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Now, is that something that you help people with as well in terms of?
Yes. With the LinkedIn, I do a one-on-one coaching session. Like it's kind of a Zoom session and the participants, they join and then share all the strategies over there, how they can improve their LinkedIn profile. But the Canadian style resume, that's an online course that I have developed. So people can like go through it on their own pace. In this resume, like there are 15 tutorial videos and I share how to write each and every line in your resume, irrespective of your profession. Whatever your profession is, the course is designed in a way that it will actually help you to find those keywords that can pass the applicant tracking system and get you the interview calls.
Mm. Very powerful. Very powerful. Thank you so much for sharing. By the way, how can people reach out to you? If I know you've shared some potential opportunities for them to work with you, one-on-one opportunities. What ways can they reach out to you?
Yeah, I have a website, www.priyankadhal.com. Or if anyone wants to shoot me an email, you can reach me out at support@priyankadhal.com. So I would be happy to help anyone who reaches out, because I'm on this mission. I believe that God has sowed this mission in me And I want to become that helping hand that I never had in my journey. So I would be more than happy to help you out if you are struggling to get a job in Canada.
Fantastic. You know, I'm reading one of your previous posts on LinkedIn. You wrote, and I thought this was just quite powerful. 2.5 years ago, I made a very tough decision to leave my home, my accounting practice, my family and friends back in India, and decided to make Canada my new home. When we first arrived at the airport, I remember the words of the immigration officer who graciously said, "Welcome to your new home." And I like the next line when you talk about Canada is so full of opportunities and welcomes you with open arms. I think one thing that I've noticed and I've come to learn over a period of time is there is a, and my children are slowly coming into the room. One thing that I've learned over time with immigrants, there's this sense of gratitude and joy. You know, tell me about that. I feel like that is, I always say it is our secret power, but would love to get your perspective. And I see it from the post, but would love to get your perspective on that.
Definitely. It's kind of when you are into this country and you have no connections here. And if you get a help from an immigrant or someone, it kind of boosts you to give back to the community. That is what I believe. When I got the results for myself, I was actually volunteering for the very first year to help out the immigrants. Mm-hmm. I started my business in 2020, but for a year, I actually helped. I did volunteering. And everyone was so grateful. And what they now do is they further help other immigrants. Mm-hmm. Because they got that help from my end. So it's kind of, you can say, I don't get that word on my
like a ripple effect type
thing. Yeah, ripple effect. That's creating a ripple effect. Like if an immigrant is helping another immigrant, that is getting a ripple effect, and we are all here. That is what Immigrant Networks is doing, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And one thing that I wanted to just share with everyone listening, there is a platform called Immigrant Networks, and Priyanka and I are both a part of that. You get connected with someone in your industry once a week over a period of time, and everyone is looking to help you find a job or move up in your industry ladder, so to speak. So literally in 30 weeks, you can be connected with 30 new professionals all looking to help you find a job or help you grow and develop. It has such a wonderful ripple effect. And it has that compounding effect as well for you. So I strongly, everywhere I go now and I talk to people, one of the first things I say is go to immigrantnetworks.com, go connect there. You'll be blown away by the type of support you get as well.
Right. Yeah. I also had a case study from there as well. So one of the Immigrant Networks member, they had joined my Canadian style resume course because she was like not landing interviews here. And recently she got her very first job. Her name is Preeti. So we were also celebrating that in the Immigrant Networks.
That is awesome. That is fantastic. Priyanka, thank you so much for being one of the ambassadors at Immigrant Networks. Thanks for all the great work that you do. Thanks for you supporting and helping immigrants. You're transforming lives. And I am grateful on behalf of all immigrants. I want to just say thank you for the great work you're doing.
Thank you so much, Ayo. Thank you so much for having me on your podcast. And the listeners who are interested to get a Canadian style resume format, you can actually download that for free on my website. So if you want to create your resume, just want to have that format, I give it for free on my website. You can download it there.
And what's the website again?
PriyankaDhal.com.
Okay, so that's PriyankaDhal.com.
Right.
And I've had previous guests say to me that, you know, I have all these Nigerians adding me on LinkedIn randomly now from Nigeria.
Of course. So
don't be shocked if all the Nigerians start adding you, all right? You know where they're coming from. All right. Have a fantastic day. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Ayo.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Why don't you do us a favor and share this podcast with a friend or colleague? The Immigrant View is brought to you by immigrantsnetworks.com.
Hi, I'm Nick Narani, founder and CEO of Immigrant Networks. Listen, if you're an immigrant or an international student looking to find a job and expand your network in Canada, Immigrant Networks is for you. Immigrant Networks, we say, networking to get working. It is a community built by immigrants just like you to help you overcome one of the biggest challenges that immigrants have when they come here, and that is finding and retaining a job. Visit our website today and get matched within days with someone from your profession and learn and grow. Immigrant Networks, networking to get working.
Music provided by BenSound.com.